Welcome to Oren.com, the neurology network. For more information, please visit www.oren.com. My guest today is Professor Rickmann from the Department of Neurology, Social Foundation Academic Hospital, Bamberg, Germany. Professor Rickmann, a very warm welcome to you and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to serve you.
Today we are here to discuss a paper you authored in the Journal of Neurology in August 2012. The title of your paper was Future MS Care, a Consensus Statement of the MS in the 21st Century Steering Group. Professor Rickmann, what were the objectives of your study?
Right, the paper which we presented in Journal of Neurology is basically the result of a steering group, which are all of my colleagues, and I was just elected as the chairman of this group, which convened on three different occasions, basically to phrase the perspective of MS treatment and also care for our MS patient in the 21st century. We had three major goals. We would like to define how multiple sclerosis treatment and standards of care should look in the 21st century, and develop a minimum standard of care across the world, and motivating the broad MS community to align these standards of care and challenge the current treatment paradigms.
How was it designed?
Right. It was basically on these three questions or these three statements, we had three different meetings on which the group convened during the last year. And we had formed an overarching vision for the future MS care, which should be full access to personalized treatment with reimbursement in order to achieve freedom from disease. During these meetings, we first of all tried to select among the various important issues in MS care, the overarching principles and the areas for development. That was based on discussion among the members of the group, and we had these topics placed on individual markers, and there was a selection which is in table one of our paper, and the major seven votes which will be regarded as the areas for development were first commitment to research, second the regular body education, and third new endpoints in clinical trial, fourth healthcare and social care, and more therapy options as well as MS centers of excellence. These were regarded as important areas for development in order to achieve our vision, which I have alluded to earlier, which we see for future care of MS, that it should be full access to personalized treatment with reimbursement to achieve freedom from disease.
Are there any limitations to this approach?
Of course, limitations to this approach can always be that, you know, it's members of this group were selected, and they try to represent MS research as well as MS care givers as well as experts in the field of pharmacoepidemiology and also epidemiology in general. And of course, any selection of such a group is limited by the representation of these members. So the members were from various countries of Europe and Canada, and we try to accomplish a most comprehensive expert gathering in there. I think we did had plenty of time to really discuss this with a lot of input. We also got some help from other initiatives for other patient organizations, for example, the great success, the patient's organization for HIV-infected persons have developed over time, by which they were able to attend a much broader audience to the problems of the disease there. And SMS represents approximately 500,000 patients within Europe, we think that it's very important, based on the current situation where we do have some treatments which work in certain forms of MS, but as we realize we have so many problems across the various aspects of how to deliver treatment, how to get reimbursement, how to define new endpoints for clinical trials, and also how to get patients themselves engaged into these discussions. These were all the starting points on which we thought it is so important to provide some new ideas to that. So by no way we think that this is already a final result. The whole idea of this steering group was to basically kick off a new way to look upon the future for MS and just to define which areas are important to look at in order to achieve a better care, better situation for our patients in the near future. So we think that, or we believe that it is right of every patient to have access to early diagnosis, more and better treatment options, rehabilitation and regenerative strategies, and thereby have effective management of MS symptoms. We also would call upon all regulators, healthcare providers and decision makers, as well as clinicians who take care for MS patients, and also the industry representative MS treatment development, as well as patients group within the MS community to work together and to ensure that all people affected with MS have a better access to personalized treatment with reimbursement. So that's basically the vision. And of course, the limitation, as I mentioned earlier to you, is that the group is only the starting point. And our idea is to disseminate the results of this first initiative among the stakeholders for MS patients, which are individual MS experts across the world, as well as MS societies, and of course also healthcare providers and decision makers in this process.
And what conclusions can be drawn from these results?
The conclusions we would draw at this stage is that the statement we have made with the results I have given to you is intended to raise awareness of future MS care. And that's what the initiative is for. And we would like to disseminate this information about the potential gaps in care identified by MS patients, by the MS experts, that this may give rise to the adoption of practices that promote improved future care of MS in general. And so the conclusion basically is that we hope that with this initiative we will create a greater awareness about the urgent problems for future MS care in this 21st century, which go beyond just the development of new treatments, but will definitely involve also regular body education, commitment to research, new endpoints in clinical trial, personalized care, more therapeutic options, as well as the interaction and cooperation of MS centers of excellence across the world.
Can these results be considered conclusive?
No, not conclusive. It's a starting point. It's something on which we would like to engage people in a discussion. So it's more like a sparkling event. We hope to receive a lot of interaction and feedback and would like to see how this will develop to the next 5 to 10 years. That's basically the scope which we would like to see how the development over that period of time would work.
Professor Rickman, thank you for joining us today. It has been a pleasure.
You're very welcome.